This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has changed how it punishes people for car theft. As CPR's Megan Verley reports, penalties will now be based on whether someone is a repeat offender and whether they use the car to commit other crimes.
This is a shift from before, when the severity of punishment generally depended on the value of the stolen car itself. State Senator Rachel Zenzinger says that approach ignored the realities of having your car stolen.
A crime is a crime, and it doesn't matter if you are a moderate income person, a low income person. Your automobile has been stolen, it's going to impact your life, and sometimes pretty dramatically.
The new law had bipartisan support at the legislature. It takes effect this month. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Also starting this month, tobacco companies must post signs about the health risks of smoking in more than 200,000 stores around the U.S., including around 4,000 in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The warning signs were ordered by a court after a 2006 verdict against companies Altria, Philip Morris USA, and R.J. Reynolds. The landmark ruling said that the tobacco companies violated civil racketeering laws, lied to the public about the health risks of cigarettes, and marketed their products to children. But the companies fought the placement of the signs until this past December. The warnings will say that all cigarettes cause cancer, lung disease, heart attacks, and premature death. They'll be on display until July 2025. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Ongoing discussions over the future of the Colorado River have brought renewed focus to the water rights of tribal nations. And Marina Lee Martinez completed her PhD on water management around the Dolores River.
They really didn't get water. An important piece of this history is that the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation had minimal to no good quality water that the tribe could access as soon as the reservation was established, essentially.
The Ute Mountain Ute tribe regularly receives less than its allotted share of water from the Dolores River. You're listening to CPR News.